Chapter 32. Fixing his mind on the driving rhythm of Vaikta's chanting voice, Sa Dong La thought of Yun Yuzhan's sacrifices, of the eyes he had surrendered to light the stars, and the tentacles he had given to make the galaxies. As the gods had done in their time, now the Yuzhan Vong must do in theirs. Today's victory would establish the left pincer of his final attack, so it was his left hand that he laid on the cutting block. He understood the place of faith as his predecessors had not. That was why he would succeed where they had died or floundered. That was why Sa Dong La had requested the return of the priest Harar, his own spiritual guide and the only person he would trust to advise him on the offerings necessary to ensure victory to the Yuzhan Vong. He would have liked to have Harar lead the ritual himself, but it would not do to insult Vaikta. Today, Harar would stand at his side as a witness and a friend, not a priest. As Vaikta blessed the Rodank claw the Shapers would attach in place of his sacrificed hand, Sa Dong La gazed out at the steamy blue-green disk of Borlias, now swaddled in a flashing meshwork of energy bolts and plasma streaks. By all accounts, a world completely lacking in resources useful to the enemy, it was nevertheless an ideal staging area for a strike against Coruscant itself, and therefore fortified both heavily and cleverly. The infidels had arranged their orbital defenses in three layers, with the heavy platforms on the exterior, the smaller fast-targeting platforms on the interior, and a dense shell of space mines between. A plasma ball the size of a small moon finally overloaded the shields of a heavy platform and reduced the unliving abomination to a melting mass of metal, but the island ship that had made the attack paid dearly for success. A cone of meters-thick turbolaser bolts converged on the vessel, overwhelming its singularity projectors and blasting four huge breaches into the hull. The ship began to bear away, the life inside gushing into open space, a swarm of infidel missiles streaking out from the heavy platforms to complete the kill. Seif, his communications attendant, stepped into his view bearing the already averted Villip of Mal La, a shrewd officer from the War Master's own domain, and the supreme commander charged with securing today's victory. The Sa Dong La could see the alarm in his subordinate's face. He waited in humbleness until Vaikta finished her blessing, then gestured at the Villip. "Is it permitted?" Vaikta nodded. "The gods are never offended by one who answers to his duty." The priestess immediately began to make the obeisances that would be required to Yun Yuzhang and the other gods before dedicating the War Master's sacrifice to the Slayer, and Sa Dong La turned to the Villip. "Your commanders grow too bold," he said. "They are eager to win your praise," the Villip replied. The image was that of a square-jawed warrior with so many battle swirls that he had been forced to start laying red tattoos over blue. "I have warned them that they will not do so by risking their vessels here." "But you favor bolder tactics yourself," Sa Dong surmised. "I understand the need to conserve ships, War Master. Coruscant is well defended." Sa Dong La was surprised. After the loss of the great ship, he had expected the Supreme Commander to argue for an insertion assault to lay down Dovan Basal gravity traps in the inner ring of defense platforms. Costly as the tactic was, it would quickly clear their way to the planet by pulling the minefield down onto the inner ring of orbital platforms. Provided enough of the assault force survived to actually execute the plan, it would also telegraph the tactic he intended to use to clear the far more formidable defenses around Coruscant. "You are to be commended on your patience, Mal La." The War Master looked out at the battle, where Borlias's dark moon was just swinging around the horizon, tiny flecks of crimson fire erupting in a jagged line down its murky face. "How are matters on the moon?" "The infidels are putting up a stiff resistance, but they cannot hold much longer," Mal La assured him. "The Dovan Basal will be on the surface within the hour." They had sent three assault divisions to install a giant Dovan Basal on Borlias's dark moon. Instead of crashing the satellite into its planet as the Preterite Vong had done on Cernpodal, however, the Dovenbasel would be used to sweep the planetary defenses out of position. Given the moon's 32-hour orbit, the stratagem would take more than a day to execute fully, but it would also conserve ships and avoid alerting the infidels to his plan for Coruscant. Vaekta took Savong La's kufi from its sheath and began to cut a ritual offering from the thigh of the Shaper, who would attach the Rodank claw to his wrist. Realizing he had only a few moments before he would be fully consumed by the ceremony, the War Master returned his attention to Mal La's Villip. "You have matters well in hand, my servant." Savong La could not help being secretly disappointed. As the War Master, it was his privilege to decide what was to be done and how, but once the battle started, the actual doing fell to his subordinates. "But I doubt that is what you wished to report." "I would never disturb you only to report that I am performing as you expect, Great War Master," Mal La said. "The Yamask informs me that her little ones are feeling gravity pulses from the out-system side of the planet." In his astonishment, Savong La forgot himself and nearly removed his hand from the cutting block. The Yamask was Mal La's war coordinator, with whom the Supreme Commander shared thoughts, and her little ones were the Dovenbasels linked to the sensor systems of each vessel. "Gravity pulses, my servant. The modulation is clumsy and erratic, War Master, but it is definitely a code of some sort. Certain elements even bear a resemblance to our own. Mass mapping identifies the source as an armored space yacht, similar to the Jade Shadow, a vessel present at the Battle of Duro and later confirmed to be Jedi property. Jedi." According to Savong La's spy, the Jedi were still on Coruscant, refueling and rearming their fleet. His readers had assured him they would not reach Borlias until nearly a day after the projected end of the battle. "When did it enter the system?" "That is unknown," Mal La said. "But it is unlikely the vessel was here when we arrived. Based on what knowledge? Had the Jedi been here when we arrived, they would already have been in contact with Borlias and established a more secure mode of communication. They have several methods we cannot yet detect, so it would hardly be necessary to draw attention to their presence now by hailing the planet so openly." "And you have surmised their purpose in taking such a risk?" Savong La asked. The Villip looked uncomfortable. "Great War Master, my judgment in these matters is a blaze bug before the nova of your wisdom. But what if your spy on Coruscant is riding both ends of the Rajat?" Savong La fell quiet, considering the likelihood of this. It was possible that he had underestimated this Vicky Shesh, that she was playing him for the fool, or even that the New Republic deception sect knew of her contact with him and was feeding her false information as a means of passing it along. Nor could he place any faith in the holonet vidcasts the readers had used to confirm her story. The enemy deception sect could have planted those as easily as his own agents could infiltrate a planetary shielding crew. As Savong La puzzled his way through the significance of the Supreme Commander's report, Vaekta cut a strip of flesh from her own thigh, and, letting her black blood run free, twined it with the one she had taken from the Shaper. She laid the result on a ceremonial gatog-shell platter, and blessed it in the name of Yunyamka, then held it out to the War Master. "One moment." Savong La lifted his hand from the cutting block. Horror's eyes bulged in disbelief. "You asked the gods to wait? They will understand." Savong La turned back to Mal La and asked, "This is the first pulse message we have intercepted from the enemy, is it not?" Mal La nodded. "To my knowledge, yes. Then why should we believe it is Borlias they are trying to contact?" He switched his gaze to Sif. "Find out what happened to the Yamask at Talfalyo, and issue orders to all Supreme Commanders that their war coordinators must be destroyed if threatened with capture." Sif nodded, her eyes now bulging as far as Harar's.
"It will be done."
Mal La said, "I will assign a task group to capture the Jedi vessel. It would be better to ignore the vessel than to inform the Jedi of our success, Harar suggested. He motioned to the cutting block. If you please, War Master, the gods are waiting.
Only a moment longer.
Savang La relayed Harar's suggestion to the Supreme Commander in the form of an order, then added,
And I no longer wish to let the moon do our work for us. Order an insertion assault to lay the gravity traps.
But what of Coruscant? Mala's expression grew as surprised as Harar's and Seif's.
If you are right about the Yamasks, there is no need to betray ourselves now.
Perhaps not.
But sometimes the blaze bug is right, and the Nova is wrong.
Savang returned his hand to the cutting block, then glanced out at the defensive shell protecting Borlias, and slid forward until his elbow lay beneath the Shaper's saw.
Our need will be great today. Give him the arm.